Welcome back to the Behavioral Blueprint Podcast with your host, Solana. Today, we're going to be talking about how I began to rebuild me in 2024, how I turned loss into triumph, how I turned my depression into my blueprint for my growth, and how I began to stand back up again, even after I had a hiatus, even after I stopped even doing podcasting. What I want to, of course, go over today is just reflecting on who you are and rebuilding who you are, and also acknowledging the challenges that you have faced while talking about my story of how I've overcame those issues, and also how I began to understand that those issues aren't obstacles. Because once you subject yourself to knowing that nothing can stop you, and nothing can limit you, and nothing could truly be in your way unless you give it the power to, that is that wake up moment where you can genuinely progress and you can genuinely be able to step back up into what you love. So before anything, we have to talk about the problem. My personal problems that I dealt with was I used to have emotional triggers, and those emotional triggers funneled into my response being honestly hermiting into my safe space or anything that required me to, like, I would even say self-loathe or go into the acts of not believing in myself. And that's a problem, because long term, that shapes your behavior, that shapes how you believe into yourself, that shapes how you even look into day-to-day routines. When I was severely depressed, I didn't have a day-to-day routine. I questioned myself and I replayed all of my losses and my setbacks, and I made it where it was a reality for me to live. One of the problems that I did have as well was doom scrolling to the point where it was like an entire day's worth of me just being paralyzed emotionally because I couldn't really bear to deal with the emotions that I did have. And in my mind, it felt like it was too overwhelming to even face them, as if the emotions were stronger than my own beliefs and my own understanding with myself. I noticed even when I had challenges to show up for myself, it wasn't truly me showing up for myself. It was forced to be my, I would say, a version of myself trying to show that I'm showing up for myself, if that makes sense. What is usually advertised in today's time is doing the self-care routine. And that self-care routine will actually like heal a version of yourself, or it will calm you down. And while partially that's true, that isn't the best way to always fix the emotional things that you have. Of course, it can fix physical appearances, but for me, I had a belief problem. I had a self-esteem problem, and I had a understanding myself problem. While I had those moments where I was literally emotionally paralyzed, I realized that I still wanted more. I still wanted my dream life. But how could I have my dream life if I'm here, or if I'm stuck in this place? I can't build that while being in a place of being stuck. I want you to think about a time where you were feeling stuck or overwhelmed. And how did you realize that that was the time that you needed to get up? What made you realize this is not my life, this is not my dream, this is not what I need, this is not what I want to go for? And once that realization where you really like fall on your face happens, you realize how much you need to be there for yourself and how much you need to actually show up for yourself, even in those hard moments. I didn't even realize that I needed me when I was in those moments of not even paying attention to myself. Other people tried to help, but I didn't want other people. I wanted myself back. I wanted the qualities of who I was back, but I couldn't truly do the connection of going to, I would say, depressed Solana to the best version, the most authentic version of me in like a day. I had to take time and do the self inner work to actually have the breakthrough that I needed. Recently, I had a pivotal moment that kind of woke me up to realize like I need to do better for myself was when I had my call with my mentor, and he was hitting all of the checkpoints of what I not only just needed to hear, but what I also didn't need to hear. Let me go a little deeper. You need that tough love that people will be so direct with you on, because those are the things that are going to amplify you to realize this is not your life that you want to live. I don't want to live my life in the rest of my 20s and even going into my 30s, just, I would even just say depressed. And I made excuses for myself where it was easier to stay in this space rather than taking care of what I actually needed to take care of. I think that the internal shift that I have with myself is knowing that I have to rebuild my life back over again and rebrand myself and not always have it as an external value when I have to change. I'm, of course, a person that does it as well, but I'm the first person to show a new hairdo or a new achievement that I've had or this or this or this or this. And even after posting it, that doesn't make me feel better. What makes me feel better is knowing that even through the work, there's still a result happening for me, even if I know it or not. I think social media gives us this instant gratification where we have to know or believe that it's going to be a situation where our lives have to like drastically change or switch. And for myself, I know that you can't always have that turning point be, I would say, in 24 hours. You have to take very much time and hard efforts and work into yourself to get the result that you need. And it's not going to take 24 hours for that turning point. It's not going to take a week. It can take months. It can take years. I recently posted a thread, I recently posted a thread that said, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to be able to live my dreams. No matter if it takes months, years, weeks, it will happen. And that's not only just for myself today and an affirmation for myself today, but I'm going to be looking at that year's time from now and realizing that I actually did what I had to do. That mindset comes from being able to encourage future self and also being able to have the breakthrough of knowing that my doubts, my fears, and even like lack of clarity that I had doesn't exist anymore because I put in daily effort to better myself and to turn the tables, because you have to. You have to realize at a certain point, you have to change internally who you are to have the betterment of what you want in your future. If you've made it this far to the Behavioral Blueprint podcast, I wanted to say thank you so, so much. And I would love if you give us a subscribe if you're on YouTube and a thumbs up as well. And if you are on our Spotify or Apple podcast, go ahead and download this episode and give us a 5-star rating review. We deeply appreciate it. And we, of course, thank you so much again. Okay, we have to talk about the solution. The solution is not easy. It's, again, habit stacking and being able to rebuild your life again. And you have to also kind of build it better, because what I know that I'm used to doing is building myself back up, but then one thing could snap it right down. And that is not realistic, nor should it be a reality for me anymore. One thing that I did was resetting my priorities, being able to look at my small goals, being able to make, again, the routines that I needed to make, and being able to want better for myself and be able to have better for myself through small moments of action. Those four things helped me look at what my wants were. So every morning I go into my daily gratitude journal and I write about all the things that I want, all the things that I know I'm going to have for the day, and also the things that I'm grateful for, because it helps me even pinpoint what I love most. And what I do love most right now is being able to do podcasting and having the free will to just talk into a mic and help people all over the world get their name out there, and then also having them heal versions of themselves through my pod. Also, you need to reconnect with your purpose. How do you discover your passion? How do you look into the goals that you had for yourself? How do you want better for yourself in those moments with your purpose? And connect what you want for yourself with your purpose, because it's basically the key to the door, if that makes sense. You have to know what you want to know if it, of course, aligns with your purpose. Also, knowing even if your wants are aligning, again, with your purpose or if they're not. You have to know, I would even say, discernment between your own self to get to that point. One of my favorite parts is taking consistent action, being able to talk to yourself every day, being able to work out what you need every single day, because it's going to challenge you to stay consistent on what you've already worked through. Like for myself, I have to plan out these episodes. I have to plan out even personal things in my life because it helps me build structure and routine. If I didn't have those consistent forms of action, I would be very terrible at keeping up with what I needed to keep up with on my personal life and also in my professional life. I would also even just say doing the small moments of rebuilding, like again, the small goals, building routine, connecting with your purpose, and knowing that what your wants are is the key to the door of your purpose. And again, taking consistent action will help you rebuild the life of what you want and also help you realize that, like, this is the solution. Even I used to think that the small little actions and routines like gratitude books and waking up at 5 a.m. to do a morning routine, I used to think it was mediocre. I used to think it was fake until I realized that those were moments of reflection and they were deeper things that I needed to help me even stay grounded. So knowing that part of yourself and knowing that even in the mindless acts of the routine will help you in the long term. You do not have to lie to yourself. You do not have to go into the same negative actions that you dealt with before to think that that's going to give you the solution that you want. What you have as your solution is needing you to change. Because if you ask yourself right now, are you your dream self? That means that you still have work to do. Like for me, I still have work to do. I still have to try and do things over and over and over and over again until I get it right. I can't be discouraged off of one time that I didn't get it right. I have to learn from that situation and realize, okay, excuse me, what's the next better pivoting moment for myself? I have to look at what my rebuilding process is. I have to look at how I need to start over from scratch, and also being able to have those moments of gratitude where I learned from harder situations that I dealt with this year and being able to move forward from them. Because there comes a time where you're going to just be tired of what you're doing with your life and being able to move on from there. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode of the Behavioral Blueprint. And I want to encourage you to send this to a family or a friend that a family member or a friend that would definitely need an encouraging ear or definitely need to listen to something encouraging, because 2025 is only in, what, 3 days? And you deserve to change your life at this point of your life. Every day is a new slate for you. Every day is a new affirmation for you to love yourself in the correct way that you've always wanted to. And if you do have any questions, of course, just reach out to our Instagram, The Behavioral Blueprint Pod. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.